British Public Radio. Drama.
John, and I just wanted to see that you were okay, and just to let you know that I'm here for you all the time, and you can call me whenever you want. Hope the new flat's nice and you're enjoying it. I'm definitely going to have to pop over soon. I was actually thinking if you're free tomorrow, maybe we could have a girly night in with a movie and some chocolates and a little bit of a cry if you need. And then maybe on Friday we could always go for some cocktails if you like and have a girly night out with some of the others. So let me know what you're up to and call me when you can. I'd love to know how you're doing. Love you lots. Bye.
I actually ended up going out with some people from the office, and it was a good night. You should have been there. We missed you. But yeah, God, my feet are killing me today. Do you remember those 5 inches we bought a few weeks ago? Oh my God, the red satin ones. Oh, the pain of being short, but they are gorgeous. But literally, I've been hobbling around my flat today. So much agony. But anyway, yeah, you should come out with us sometime. Work's okay, the job's alright, and there's some cool new people here. One of the guys is a real looker. You should definitely come out with us. I think you guys would get on really well, actually. So, yeah, if you're up for it, that'd be awesome. Yeah, how's little Oscar doing in the new flat? Hope he isn't upsetting the neighbours too much with his dirty habits. hopefully I'll see you soon then, darling. Loads of love. Bye. Thank you.
man. Just a quick ring to let you know we've been round the flat. I fed Oscar. Seems to be settled in all right. Half expected John would have moved in. It's a beautiful complex you've gone to, isn't it? Really lovely. Summer quality for you. Anyway, we've measured up and I've sent your father now to get the blind. Hopefully he's going to come back with the right thing. You know what he's like. But he'll make it a bit more private for you in there. Especially in the night, you know, when your lights on and all that. So, anyway, before I go, on the 13th, I need to know, is John coming home with you? So I can plan what we're going to have. I know Naomi probably come over, because she usually does, doesn't she? But remember now that the night before, on the Saturday, your father and I are going to the school reunion dinner, okay? By the way, I've stripped your bed a few little... Well, anyway, I've sorted it, I've stripped the bed, it's all clean, but I'll get you some Shout. It's a brilliant stain remover. Really, really good, Sam. I don't know if you tried it. Anyway, darling, I guess you're still at work, as long hours you're working. Anyway, babes, I'll speak to you soon.
Hello. I know you don't know me. I found your number at the service station. You know what that means? You want some freaky deaky 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 loving. Do you want your sexual healing? Do you want me to fill your engine? Do you want me to fill you up? Just fill you up real good? Look, you know you want this. I want this. Please, please, please. I need you to stroke the big dog and calm him down. Ciao for now.
Oh, it's the answer machine again. Sam, this man. Listen, does John like lamb? Just planning now the catering for when you come up. They've got some beautiful minted lamb chops in Roy the Butcher's. Really fabulous. And I want to make the most of what he's got there before Tesco comes. You know what's going to happen then, don't you? Anyway, Dad and I, we've seen a lovely looking holiday to Bruges. So we want to book now before prices go up. But I want to coordinate with you whether you need me to do the cat when you're going away. I can't remember when you were thinking of going. So can you let me know, because we need to book. Okay, darling? The other thing, I don't want to interfere. I hope you're on your own, Sam, listen to this. But I spoke to Naomi's mum. Things are not right there. Not right at all. I don't want to interfere. And I know you're good friends. I don't know what's going on, but I just have a word with her. Just see, you know, just see if she's all right, okay? Because it'll put her mother's mind at rest. And when you know, let me know. Okay, darling? Anyway, I keep missing you all the time. So let me know what's happening. I haven't heard from you. But I'm guessing now this job and everything's taking up all your time. But anyway, give me a call. Lots of love.
Sam, it's me. I still haven't heard from you, so give me a call. I hope you're okay. Look, I know you must be going through a really hard time right now. 4 years is a long time, and I know getting used to being on your own in the flat without John must be difficult. Never getting to see him and everything. But you know I'm here, so just call me when you want. I heard that he's seeing someone else. I don't think you have anything to worry about. She's probably a complete bitch, but I just thought I should give you the lowdown. But, I mean, you know you made the right decision, and he wasn't worth it anyway, what men are, so, yeah. Come out with us soon. I want to see you out and about and having fun, so give me a call. Okay, bye.
Thank you.
George Clooney than he currently does. Anyway, I seem to be missing you all the time, so give me a ring when you get this message, please. And I still want to hear back on Bruges and also hear how everything's going. Okay, bye.
How much do you charge? It better not be a lot. I mean, I'm not saying you're worth it, but it just better not be a lot.
Sam, how's it going? I still haven't heard from you. I hope everything's okay. I was actually at your house last week for the Sunday roast, and I was really hoping to see you there. Your mum said she's popped into your flat, and I think she's trying to contact you, so what's going on, Sam? Why aren't you getting back to us? It's not like you. I was actually speaking to John recently. Obviously, I haven't been able to get through to you, but, we're going to go see a gig and maybe get a bite to eat afterwards on Saturday. You can come if you want. And, yeah, I take it I'll speak to you soon. Have I done something wrong? I don't get why you're ignoring me. But, yeah, give me a call. I hope I haven't upset you in any way. Okay. Bye.
Sam, it's your mother. I haven't heard back from you for a while now. Are you going to ring me back? I think I'd better give Naomi a ring. I know you're busy, but I do need to hear from you, Sam. Give me a call.
That was a rookie mistake, you know, leaving your number at the service station. Come on, love. What was you thinking? I mean, you could have done the normal thing like everyone else and left your number in the phone box like all the other hoes. All the other girls, excuse me, being a bit too blunt here. Anywho, I'm babbling on. Give me a call. I'm waiting for you. And I need you. Ciao. For now.
It's me. I haven't heard from you in ages. I only want to know that you're alright. I don't care what's happened. I don't care what's gone on. I'm very worried about you. I just want to know you're okay. Please, please give me a ring, Sam.
Sam, I've got to talk to you. There's something I really have to tell you. And obviously, I haven't seen you recently and I haven't been able to get through. So, I know it's awful to leave it in a message, but right now it's the only way. Obviously, you realise that I saw John on the weekend, and what you probably don't realise is that I have been seeing John. For a long time now. In fact, do you remember that party at Steph's 3 years ago? I was really, really drunk at the time, and it just was a bit of fun. No one was meant to get upset, and so I just didn't want to tell you when it happened, but things just sort of got out of proportion and kept going, and, well, obviously, I mean, it wasn't a proper thing, it was just a fling, and we just had fun together. I mean, it was no emotional connection, don't worry. He still obviously cared about you, but obviously, we have been together, and we have been sleeping together for a long time, sometimes without protection, which was really stupid, I know, and sorry, this is probably just too much detail, I'm sorry. I really don't want you to hate me, I really don't, Sam. You know I care about you, we've been best friends for years, and I really hope that we can all be together. The only reason I didn't tell you is because I wanted us three to all stay friends, and I knew if I told you that might ruin everything. And so I didn't, but now you're not speaking to me, and I don't even know if you know or not, and I just think that it's time that everything's out. Clear the air. I mean, we're both moving on. I've got my job that I'm getting on with, and hopefully I'll have a promotion soon, and obviously you've got your new flat and your new job, so I think now's the right time to make sure we all know what's going on. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Sam. I really am. And I'm sure you'll find lots of people in the future that make you far happier. Yeah, well, I suppose I won't be coming to the Sunday roast this week. But you can say hi to your mum for me. And I'm going to be getting a new phone soon, so you might not be able to reach me on this number. Okay. Bye, Sam.
I'm going to go to the next one.